Business, education, and community leaders joined Governor Doug Ducey today to announce a new initiative to boost workforce training and educational achievement. It's called Achieve 60 AZ, and KJZZ business correspondent Christina Estes joins me to share the details. Christina, what's the significance of the number 60?
Well, 60 is a percentage goal. By the year 2030, this group wants to see 60% of Arizona adults hold a college degree or post-secondary school certificate, which basically means completing specialized job training or education beyond high school.
So 60% is the goal, but why that number? And for context, where are we at today?
The coalition behind this initiative says Arizona's current educational attainment rate is 42%. Now, that's the percentage of 25 to 64-year-olds with at least a certificate, associate's, or bachelor's degree. Certainly, educators think 42% is low. And lately, we've been hearing more politicians and business leaders backing them up. And here's why. A Georgetown University study found that by 2020, nearly 70% of jobs will require some kind of training beyond high school.
The coalition unveiled its plan today. How are they going to reach that 60% goal?
Well, no one revealed a specific list of actions today. They say those will come as the coalition continues to work. But they did announce four areas of focus. One is strengthening the K-12 pipeline to increase high school graduation rates and college readiness. Another focus is on getting Arizonans to finish their certificates or college degrees. You know, sometimes people end up dropping out for different reasons, so they want to find ways to get them back into the classroom.
And when you say classroom, you don't necessarily mean driving to a school, sitting in front of a teacher with the PowerPoint lecture.
Right. Classrooms can be anywhere. For example, in Avondale, at Universal Technical Institute, known as UTI, many classrooms are actually garages. That's because they train technicians for the transportation industry. And that's another focus of this initiative, to support workforce needs and close the skills gap. Here's UTI President Michael Romano.
Jobs are out there. Stable jobs, high-paying jobs, jobs with benefits. But you have to be ready for those jobs. You have to have the training and skills required to be successful.
The fourth area of focus is what they've dubbed increasing access, raising awareness about education beyond high school and making it more affordable. That was a point stressed by Dr. Maria Harper Marinick. She's chancellor of the Maricopa Community Colleges.
So we have invested great effort to maintain access for all people without compromising academic quality and support services, even when resources became, for some of us, very limited. But we understand that we need to do more.
And she says they're ready, along with more than 60 community, business, and philanthropic leaders who will work on specific strategies and tactics to reach that 60% goal by 2030.
And Arizona is not the only state setting these kinds of goals, right?
Yeah, I'm told more than 30 states have similar goals. While it sounds like an education issue, it's just as much about economics and social issues. According to this coalition, if Arizona reaches the 60% goal of post-high school education, we could see an extra $3.5 billion in personal income and tax revenue into the state every year.
KJZZ business correspondent Christina Estes, thank you.
You're welcome.